My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So far, you have donated $1,164,310. Thank you for what you've given so far, and we are doing it all day long today. So make those phones ring. Make a donation when you call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can go now online at jimmyfund.org, make a donation there, or you can just text KCANCER to 20222. That's KCANCER, and help us strike out cancer when you text that to 20222 and make a $25 donation. And joining us right now, a guy who was a part of this event when he played for the New England Patriots. He's on the other side now, calling preseason games. The great Devin McCourty joins us this morning. Hey, Devin, how are you?
Good, man. That's a nice introduction. Great Devin McCourty. I'll take that.
Uh-huh.
Birthday boy, Devin McCourty.
Oh.
Birthday yesterday.
Oh,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And he has the same birthday as his brother. Did you know that?
Supposedly.
How old are you guys?
37.
You don't look a day over 32, I got to tell you.
No.
Look, on the broadcast last week, looked like the two of you could go right out there, put the pads on, and hit them like it was yesterday.
That's the goal, to work out but not run. So if they ask me to run, I'll be in bad shape. But just from the look, I'm decent.
They actually might be calling you, Devin. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
What do you, from the outside, you when you look at Jerod Mayo, what do you think of the job he is doing so far? Can you judge it? I mean, it's preseason, so can you judge it now, or have an opinion now, or you got to wait till they get into the regular season?
Well, I think he's coaching in the New England area, so everyone's definitely going to have an opinion. But I think to actually judge it, it's going to take time. I think they're still trying to figure things out. I know last week with Drake May only playing was a 6 or 7 plays, that was just like a huge issue, like why? But I think you go and watch, you know, I didn't watch the joint practice yesterday, but reading the reports, I think you see they're struggling to find the exact line to put in front. And I think when you're struggling with that, you're trying to get Jacoby ready to play. You're trying to see how far Drake May develops. There's but so many snaps. You should put David Andrews out there, for instance, because if you lose him, then you have no center for the rest of the season. So I think they're still trying to get through certain things. He's making decisions. He's figuring out his own path. But I said this back in, you know, when he first took over, it's going to take time for this team. You know, this team has struggled the last few years, obviously last year being the worst year of it all, but the last few years haven't been, I would say, the prototypical New England Patriots teams you've seen through years past. So it's definitely going to take more time than just a training camp.
So the limited snaps in that preseason game or the limited snaps in training camp with the ones is less, in your mind, less an indictment on Drake May and what they think of him and more on trying to keep him safe when it comes to struggling offensive line?
Yeah, I think it's two parts. I think Jacoby Brissett they see as a starter right now. And I think when you see that you can't decide that Jacoby's going to get limited reps because you want to develop Drake May, but then turn to Jacoby come September and say, all right, now it's your time to go be the starter. So I think they're trying to get Jacoby to play with the ones, but also work Drake May in there a little bit with the ones, see him a little bit. And I think, you know, we'll see how the game goes this Thursday, but I always remember being in New England and there'd be some joint practices where I might only get three plays off in the whole, you know, 7-on-7 team periods, and then I wouldn't play a snap in a preseason. And I think they're still going to balance that out. I didn't see the exact numbers, but how they play those guys yesterday and then what they do today compared to how they're going to balance out and who's going to play Thursday night, I think that'll be a factor. But I think Mayo has said it. Right now they don't see Drake May as the starter. So they're trying to develop a team and get a team ready to go that's going to have Jacoby at the helm, but also trying to develop the number three pick.
Dev, when you look at that, I don't agree with it, and I want to know, like, if you were the coach of this team, I feel like you draft the kid number three overall, just like in Washington, you put him out there, you get him as many reps as possible. Yeah, he might get beat up, and it might be a down season, but you're not going to do much better with Jacoby Brissett. At least next year when he's ready to come in for his second year, Drake May, he'll have that whole year under his belt. What would you do if you were the coach? Would you take the Mayo approach or would you go in the line of trying to get him as many reps and seeing like, okay, it's time to swim with the big dogs?
No, I wouldn't get as many reps. I think Zach Wilson on the Jets, I think if they could get that back, I don't think they would do it the way they did. I think they would take their time, put somebody else out there and let Zach Wilson develop kind of what their plan was the next year when they brought Aaron Rodgers in. Sadly, Rodgers got hurt, but I think we've seen throughout the NFL when you put the young quarterbacks in there right away and it doesn't go well and then it gets worse and worse as the season goes on. Sometimes those guys never recover. They just end up being, you know, not as good of a player. You look at Sam Darnold, who's getting a second chance now, but he early got on the field early with the Jets. The team wasn't good around him, offensive line, weapons, and then it didn't work out, and he was seen as a bust. He's getting another chance now. So I think once you put Drake May out there, then you got to have a plan to keep him safe, to keep him upright, give him what he needs, or it goes bad and that guy never ends up becoming a player that you thought he could be.
Devin, we can sit here and all have opinions when it comes to Matt Judon and how he's handled this offseason and heading into this season. We can speculate on what the meeting was like between he and Jerod Mayo and getting him back in practice. How do you feel like he's handled this as somebody who knows him? And what do you think has gone on between he and Jerod Mayo to have that behind closed door meeting and then get him back out in practice?
Yeah, I think overall he had one bad day. The frustration of trying to get a new contract. I think you see around the league the way the new CBA is structured. Guys decide, hey, if I want to get a new contract, I'm just going to go to the building. I'm going to decide what I want to do day after day, create some plan with the coach. But I think you saw right there was the plan that they were going to. Judon wanted it probably to get done sooner. So I think that was one bad day. But I think overall you see, like you see around the league, these teams and the players have an agreement of what they're trying to do. They're trying to work on a contract behind closed door. But while on the field, whatever they decide is what they're doing. You see it with Brandon Ayuk. You've seen it with Trent Williams. You see it across the league with different players because this used to just be simple. If you want a new contract, you don't show up. So nobody paid attention to what you were doing because you wasn't there. You see it with CeeDee Lamb because he's on a rookie contract. He just doesn't show up. But the smart thing for these guys to do, I think, different than what Hassan Reddick's doing on the Jets, is to go, be around the team. Don't take a $50,000 fine a day, and I think that's what Judon's doing. But you see, since then, I thought we highlighted last preseason game, Ximenez gives up the edge. Judon's sitting there coaching him up for a full 30 seconds. He's a part of the team. Everybody knows as a been a player, when you're in that building, you're with your guys. You're not necessarily thinking about your contract. Now, when you get on the field, you're thinking about not getting hurt and all those things. And I think that's how they're going about it, and hopefully it gets worked out soon. because the longer it goes on, I think then it starts to impact the team, the season, and what you're planning to do.
You're fine with the social media stuff, though, like how he's handled that?
I just think every guy is different. I think in New England, we're used to seeing Bill Belichick very strict on social media, strict on the media. But I think every guy is different. What they decide to do is what they decide to do. We usually see other teams where we see a guy delete the team from their social media. A reporter checks it out. It goes viral on social media. So-and-so deleted this team from their Instagram account they wanted.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We trade it. So to me, in this day and age, you're going to see guys react on social media differently than we've seen in years past.
Devin, you talked about those guys in the Jets that had teams that weren't ready to compete and the quarterbacks were ruined by playing early, and I think you're right. Are you surprised that they didn't do more in the offseason to address the offensive line? It seemed like a clear need, and to sit here now, as you know, Devin, better than anybody, that offensive lines need good depth as well because there's going to be a guy that gets injured. Are you surprised they didn't do more to shore up that line this offseason?
I won't say surprised. I would say if I was a fan, I would have wanted them to do more. But I think if you look across the league, you don't see many free agent offensive linemen signing because I think, especially over the last few years, for whatever reason, college offenses, how the game is structured now, you don't have that many offensive linemen coming into the league where it's just like a dime a dozen or, you know, you don't look and say 25 teams have these great offensive line play. So I think you even look at, like, the Giants, a team that for the last, like, 3 or 4 years, it's like, hey, they need to improve their offensive line. Hey, they need to improve their offensive line. So they go and sign John Runyon. They sign Jermaine Illuminor. But, like, if that doesn't work this year and they still struggle up front, you would look in the offseason and you say, hey, I thought they did address it, but it didn't work out. So I think they're trying to address it. I think it's hard, especially what they're struggling, it seems to be, is at the tackle positions. That's probably even harder than finding a good guard or a good center, finding two good tackles, let alone just one tackle. So I think they're trying to figure that out. But, of course, I think anybody who watches the team and watched what transpired last year, you would want to say, hey, let's go get the offensive lineman. But I think more importantly over the last few years, they just haven't developed guys. They drafted guys. They brought guys in. It just hasn't worked out. And in years past when they had Dante Scarnecchia, it just seemed like whatever five guys went out there, I don't care where they were from, where they got drafted. It just seemed they were a cohesive unit. They worked together. They were able to do what they needed to do, and it also helped having a guy at quarterback who understood what was in front of him and how he needed to operate and handle the offense. So you lose all those different things, and now you're trying to piece it back together. Brand new coaching staff is going to take a while, not only to get the players in there, but to be able to develop them the way that you want. And to find out, I think for Mayo, is everybody on that staff the right person? Is this working together? Like, all of these things have to be worked out over the next couple of months.
Devin McCourty, I really appreciate you taking the time with us this morning. And we had David Ortiz on this show yesterday. He talked about coming here and almost immediately understanding the obligation that athletes in this city feel toward the Jimmy Fund and toward visiting patients at Dana-Farber. Was it the same for you when you came to the New England Patriots?
Yeah, I think the community in that area is just different than any other area. I think of all the different tragedies that happen, and you usually right away hear stories of sports figures in Boston, whether it's donating money, donating time, they always show up. And I've been to Dana-Farber, I've been to Boston Medical Center, I've been to Children's. You just always see different athletes stepping up and being a part of the community. I think it's one of the coolest things you see in sports, because the other side of that is when those athletes go through different things, whether it's good or bad, you always hear stories of fans coming up and showing up. You think about Jaylen Brown losing a ring and a fan saying, "Hey, I got your ring. Let's meet up, take pictures. I'll give you your ring back." There's just so many unique stories like that, I think, of athletes and the community bonding together. So it's awesome to see what you guys are doing with the Jimmy Fund. You guys always step up and right in the middle of whatever is helping out people.
Well, and we'll see you Thursday night on the game. Am I right about that?
I'll be there.
All right. I really enjoy it. I thought
Me
you guys
too.
Did a great job last week. So we'll look forward to it on Thursday night.
Appreciate it, man. Here's to doing better. It's all about improving.
All right, Devin McCourty. Thank you. We appreciate it, as
all right,
always.
Have a good one.
All right. That is Devin McCourty.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!